You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hey guys, it's Jimmy back with another AppleViz podcast. In today's podcast, I'm going to be demonstrating the Suddenly Lost game. It was just posted on the App Store maybe recently, I think about 5 days ago. It's a fully accessible text adventure that it's kind of like hosted games or choice of games. It basically almost has the same layout, except there are no stats. There are some things about like what you're carrying, but there are no like stats such as, you know, profession or, you know, how strong you are or any of that. So, and this game is kind of different because instead, if you die, it's a reward or it's an achievement. And this game uses the achievements from Game Center, the achievements are in Game Center. So, the more you achieve or the more you die, the more you achieve. And that just makes the game even more fun because you don't have to start all the way from the beginning of where you left off. You can just, you know, restart from wherever you like. So there are no in-app purchases or anything. It's just like a simple app that you can, play around with and enjoy the story.
Advertisement.
So we're going to exit. And we're going to go to Suddenly Lost.
Remix Lab. Boreal. Suddenly Lost.
And this app opens really fast.
An interactive adventure novel.
This is an interactive adventure novel. And
Suddenly Lost logo. PNG. Image.
Below that is just an image. And then your story starts. So let's work our way up. So we're going to go all the way to the bottom.
Achievements. Button.
We can view achievements and settings.
Button. Link.
And above that is a link. And what this is, it's an unlabeled button or link. And that is basically your next button.
You have.
And above that would be what items you have, but since there's nothing there, there's just a link, next to the word you have.
You need to find out quickly anything you can about this ship and its missing crew.
Okay, so those are just the options you can pick, and they're radio buttons, kind of like choice of games or hosted games. We're going to go up and start the story, and let's begin.
You fight to block out the light as you come to your senses. As things come into focus, you find yourself on the deck of a ship. It is an old ship, and on the best of days it would not be trustworthy. But today you find it, and consequently yourself, being tossed about in the middle of a storm. In fact, water is being splashed over the side railings and onto the deck. This can't last much longer. You struggle but finally get to your feet. Well, this is another fine mess you have gotten into, Ellipsis. You are on the deck of a ship in a storm. You can see a ladder leading upwards to a lookout platform, and a door leading to the area below deck. What do you do?
Then there's a separator.
Separator. Dimmed.
And below that, you can start choosing your options. So let's see what options we have.
You make a dive for the railing. This old ship may be going down, but it's not taking you with it. Radio button. Unchecked. 1 of 3.
Okay, so you could just, like, dive and end the game right there, which you would die. I'm going to show you how that works real quick, so you can get an idea of what options you get when you die.
Select. You head for the...
Sorry, that was the air freshener.
You have. Link. Link.
If you heard
image.
That.
You plunge into the cold...
Okay, so I just... press the link to go next, and I already selected my option, which was to dive off the railing. And now this is how it will sound.
You plunge into the cold sea, realizing that abandoning the only somewhat habitable place for miles around was not a smart move. You watch the lights fade as you sink into the dark ocean. You die.
You die. Okay, so that means we've died. And below that, don't worry, this is an achievement.
Congratulations. You have accomplished achievement number one. Man overboard.
Okay, so that's achievement number one. I've already accomplished that achievement, so, because I've played this game through before, there are many different endings to this game, and I've gotten one of them.
You have completed 8 of 32 achievements.
I've completed...
Go back and collect them all.
I've completed 8 of 32 achievements. There are 32 achievements in all.
Share on Twitter. Link.
We can share this on Twitter.
Separator.
And then you have your options below. So here we go. We have.
Continue from last critical decision. Radio button. Unchecked. Table start. One of three.
We can continue from our last critical decision.
Restart chapter. Radio button. Unchecked.
We can restart the whole chapter.
Restart from the adventure beginning. Radio button. Unchecked. 3 of 3.
Or we can restart from the beginning of the adventure.
You have. Restart.
I'm gonna choose restart from, continue from last critical decision. And
checked.
That will put us back at where we made that critical decision to dive overboard. And then we get an option to choose a different decision.
Achievement. Set. Link. Image.
So I'm gonna click that link. It's just labeled link image. And go up
you
to the top.
You need to find out. Suddenly lock. And enter. You struck.
So I'm going to go
want
down.
To separate. You make a dive for the railing.
We could do that, which we just did, but we don't want to.
Old ship may be going down, but it's not taking you with it. Radio button. Unchecked. Table start. 1 of 3.
Okay, so we could make a dive over the railing, like I said, which we just did, but we don't want to do that anymore, so I want to show you how the story continues.
You head for the ladder. Maybe a
Let's checked. Head for the ladder.
You need to find out quickly anything you can about this ship and its missing crew. You head for the door to the area below, hoping that it is unlocked. You have. Link.
Okay,
image.
So we're going to go with the second choice. And then we will get to the second what do you do, and then I will show you some things in this app, and then the podcast will be over.
Link.
So,
image.
Here we go.
Link. Image. In the old days it was called a crow's nest, but right now it felt more like a crow's perch. Luckily there were rails, or you may have fallen to the deck below. But at least the view from here would have been nice if it wasn't for the storm raging around you. There is a rope here that leads upward to the top of the sails. There is also an antique brass telescope here attached to the railing. You look at the sky around you and you can see something on the horizon. There appears to be some black dots moving in the sky beyond. What do you do? Use
okay,
the telescope.
Okay, so we're going to choose the telescope or...
Checked.
But I'll check our other options.
Use the telescope. You might be able to make out some more detail about those black dots. Radio button. Checked. Table start. 1 of 2.
That's a smart decision, or we can...
Climb the rope. Sure, there's no safety net and the rope is wet from the raging storm. But what else are you going to do? Radio button. Unchecked.
Or we can climb the rope.
2 of 2.
I'm going to just press some emit.
You have. Link. Image.
Because I've chosen the first choice, which was to look in the telescope.
Link. Image. You carefully peer through the brass instrument and scan the sky.
There's a little, word mess up there, right there. Instead of saying through, it says thorough. That's because they accidentally spelled it THOROUGH. I'm not sure if that's another way of spelling the word, but I haven't found any other,
for the curious moving black.
I haven't found any other mistakes other than that. So I'm going to show you the settings screen real quick.
Achievement. Settings. Setting. Text size.
So for low vision users, if you need the text bigger, here's a good place to adjust it.
Small.
Button. You can have it small.
Selected. Medium. Button. 2 of 3.
Medium is the default.
Large. Button. 3 of 3.
Or you can have it large.
Screen mode.
And then you have screen mode.
Dark. Button.
Dark.
1 of 3. Selected. Natural. Button. 2 of 3.
Natural.
Light. Button. 3 of 3.
Or light.
Reset will reset all game states and return it to initial state.
You can choose to reset the game.
Reset game. Button.
So if we press on this button, it will reset everything, including achievements, I guess. I believe.
Return. Button.
And then your return button, or it takes you back. It's like a done button, but at the bottom instead of the top.
Reach.
And then you have your achievements button.
Achievements.
And this.
You have completed the achievements. You have completed the following achievements.
We'll give you a list of achievements at the top.
You have completed the following achievements. Achievement 1 PNG. Achievement blank. PNG. Achievement blank.
When it says achievement blank, it means you've not yet completed that achievement. But if it says the number of the achievement that you completed, then that means you completed that achievement. That is basically what Suddenly Lost is. Hope you guys enjoyed this AppleViz podcast. I'll try and make more in the future. And yeah, I enjoy making these recordings. So yeah, peace out.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleViz community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.appleviz.com.